Hey guys, how are you doing? Baruch Hashem, we are doing well. Preparations to the new coming up tour. About to cross the country again. It's such a crazy journey. And the truth is, I must admit that really my wife pushed me this time really like strong to continue to go ahead with this amazing tour. And I really hope that you guys will put the effort to come and to see us along the way. I don't know like where we're not getting to that you won't be able to come. It's gonna take for us even like more than a month to travel between all the states, the cities, and like please come, make me happy. And one of my friends, he asked me, what's gonna be the spiritual benefit of coming and seeing each other face to face? Tell me something, he said, that I won't be able to achieve if I'm just gonna follow your classes online. So I told him, a huge hug is something that you're never gonna receive online. So I'm waiting for you. Really, there is something much deeper in seeing each other face to face. Rabbi Nachman of Breslev said that you cannot compare the reward, like the benefit that you can achieve by meeting and learning Torah face to face from the one that you learn from, than just by seeing, like reading his video, reading his books, or seeing videos or whatever. It's not the same. It's a different thing. And once I remember that I spoke to one of my rabbis and I asked him on another one of his students, and I asked him, how can it be that when I hear him talking, I never hear you speak from his throat, and always when I'm talking, when I'm teaching, so I hear your voice inside coming out from my voice, from my throat. So he told me that's the difference between a student that sat in front of me and saw me and heard my classes face to face for many, many years, to a student that just read my books. So he said that that other student, that even though that was going in the world and claiming to be his student, really was not able to deliver the message that really been taught by our rabbi in those days, and only because that he was not really close to him. So put that effort, it's worth it, it's amazing. And I'll be very excited like to see your faces and to meet with you, and also my wife, because of many very hard things that happened to us in our life, and like also her on her own as a person, the trust in people, and like it's very hard for us, and especially for her, many times to count on people, because we experienced that in many occasions, that people that we were sure that they were never gonna betray us, that they were never gonna disappoint us, and like they backed off on us, in few situations in life, like it was not like it was impossible to understand how those people were able to go so wrong and so evil against us. So my wife's trust in people is very shaky, and especially after what we've been through in life. And the truth is that after a few of our tours together, that we went together and been hosted in many family houses of students and friends of us, and also met many, many people, men and women in our classes, So she told me that really the group of people that are coming and hearing my speeches, my talks, are such good and gentle people that it builds again the trust in humanity, in people, back inside of her. And really those things are very meaningful and very important. And when we are coming and seeing you and you're happy to see us and we're able like really to express our gratitude from both sides. I remember that once in maybe it was the first tour that I made to Canada. So I met a person over there and he just literally came to me and was crying. And he told me, you don't know me, you never see me, but I'm walking with you. He said, for 1 year and a half, every day I'm with you. I was learning with you in your old yeshiva. And then when you suffered over there, before you left, I suffered with you. And then when you left and you start teaching from your house, so I was daily sitting with you in your house and learning your teachings. And then when you opened the first center in Jerusalem, so I went with you and we opened the center together. And I could see it in his eyes that he was so honest. It was in his voice. It's such a true thing. You are walking with us. You are part of our journey. By really watching the videos and sharing them and taking part in the distribution of all that amazing wisdom. And by that we are this Emunah family, Emunah project. It's above the place project. It's an above the place community. We are making something so unique and so powerful, and we're all doing it together. We're very happy and very honored and very, very satisfied and very, very blessed. We feel very, very blessed to have this opportunity to go and to meet new people. So please join us in our travels and come to see us as much as you can, if it's possible for you, for sure. What else can I offer you? Few days ago, I randomly just like checked few of my videos, old videos online, and I saw a class that I gave, I think 3 years ago, in Lakewood, New Jersey, and it was a class that I was 2 hours and a half late to that class. Because like, we're setting an event for, let's say, 8 p.m. And like sometimes I'm driving for 6 hours to get there on time to that class. So like it's crazy. And especially that we're setting events for 2 weeks from now. And sometimes it's not always possible to stand in the time limits in the things that we set for ourselves. So we of course let them know and we told them I'm gonna be late and whatever, and we've been in touch all the way, but like all the time before the class I heard like complaints from the people that were organizing, and like how can Rav be so late and this and that and what's going on. And I saw that in that class I was a little bit upset, and I spoke about the importance of the truth, of the desire of a person to seek for the truth, and how important it is even to wait for 70 years to hear a word of truth. And and I remember that I said to the people that were over there waiting in the class, and like I told them, you should understand, I wasn't just being late for 2 hours, like I'm sorry that I've been late or whatever. I was shopping. I wasn't shopping. I came from Israel to see you. Like I came all the way just like to give you this class, and now you have complaints, you have your issues. Like if you're not able to wait, so go home. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you, to waste your time. Like, we'll wake up in the morning to serve you guys. We're waking up in the morning to help you guys. We're doing everything we can all day long, trying to post another video and trying to release another song and trying to make another flyer and to make another inspiring meme or a quote. On like, on everything, there are a few people that are sitting days and nights and working like crazy. And this machine is built and designed just to satisfy you, just really to provide all this amazing wisdom, all this godliness, to be available for you and for your beloved ones. That if you don't have an advice how to help your friend, if you don't know what to do with your neighbor, so you have now, you have a weapon, now you got an advice, now you got a solution, now you can send this message to him, now you can do something for him, to help him, to provide a good idea. Like, now you have more content, you have more options to deal issues, to solve problems. So have patience with us, and have mercy on us, and pray for us, and Hashem will really open all gates of success for all of us. And there are huge spiritual things that are taking place when the student and his teacher are meeting in one place. And many of the salvations that people need are happening in that time when they meet their teacher. Many wonders that we're hoping for many years are coming in that time. For an example, I remember that, and I'm not praising myself because I know I didn't do it. Like, I am really, I don't know how to do those things. But when in one of the classes in New York, I really don't know how to do it, but it's amazing because it really took place, it really happened. But in one of the classes when I was in New York, so there were three women that came to me one after the other in the same class, in that class, and all three asked me to bless them that they will have children. They were suffering for one suffered like for 1 year and a half, one for 4 years, one for something like that as well. Like, all of them were married for a few years and haven't been conceived, and I blessed them all, and I promised all three of them that they will have a miracle during that coming up year. And all three of them in the next tour came to me. Both two said in the next tour that that like amazing miracle happened to them and they been pregnant. And the third one, when I came, so she said that still nothing, and I told her, don't worry, the year haven't been finished yet. And in the next like time that we came, after another 6 months, so she said that really during that year Hashem made a miracle for them, and all three of them gave birth like happily and successfully. So I don't know how to do those things. I know only how to pray. But the merit of students that are coming with an innocent and pure heart to come and to learn and to listen and to improve is making those wonders, is making those changes. And when the Rav, the teacher, is also blessing from the heart, so many great things can happen. So I'm inviting and calling you all guys to join us in our journey and to come and to watch us if you're not able online. And Bezrat Hashem, we will be successful and wonders and good things will take place in all of our lives. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Happy life. Life of peace and harmony and only good things to all of us. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this video very much. Please now remember to subscribe and like this video and share it with your friends to help spread faith in the world. For more, please visit emunah.com. May your light shine always, and your requests should be answered with the greatest blessings. Amen.